Come to amazing duo. Welcome to the amazing duo. Welcome back to Amazing Duo. This is Nick.
This is Mike. We're here today to talk about
Swarm. And I know
Season 1, Episode 4 of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Swarm is the name of it. And we took 2 weeks off for reasons. Yeah.
That's right, but we're back. And, you know, after an episode that was kind of so-so, gosh, what was the last one we did? I just remember it not being that interesting.
Sunfire,
after Mr. Frump. I think we got a good one to talk about today, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, any Spider-Man news you want to talk about before we dive in? They revealed the title of the new movie, right? What's it called? Home? Is that a joke?
Home. It's not Phone Home.
What is it?
It's,
Phone Home was the joke people were making?
Yeah, I think it was like No Home or something.
No, you don't remember. Okay. Well, sorry,
folks. It was though, No Home. I mean,
we'll have to look that up online. Okay. Let's dive into, like I said, season
one. Oh, No Way Home. It's No Way.
No Way Home. Okay. Got it.
By the way, what do you think of them naming all their things home?
Well, I guess whatever. You know, I don't think it means really much of anything. Do you?
No, I just think it means they're trying to be lazy with the same name.
Yeah, it's cute, I guess, but, you know, no big deal.
All right, so Swarm. This is a really weird episode. Very weird. You know?
Yeah. And here's a little, I guess I'll get into it, but it's funny because Swarm as a villain, he's one of the lesser known villains in Spider-Man, and he first appeared in Marvel Comics in 1977, and here he is in Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
So we start with this meteor.
Yes.
Well, first of all, they're at a science class, him and Angelica.
Well, actually, back up a little bit. We have a voiceover of a young Stan Lee talking about, I don't know, mysteries of outer space or something, and how there's a meteor shooting through space, and we see this meteor shooting through space. Then we go to a group of teenagers, including Flash, Peter Parker, and Firestar's name again? Elijah?
Angelica,
okay. So they're all hanging out at this science center, and for some reason they spot the meteor. They're outside and they see it in the sky.
Oh, and by the way, Iceman's name is Sam.
Sam? Yeah. You sure? Okay. Yeah, I always forget their names. Angelica and Sam. So the whole gang's there. They see this meteor. Oh, it's about to hit a airplane.
And why is it blue? Like, a really meteor is blue? A little weird.
No, but this is a unique one. Very unique, as we'll find out.
And it's funny how the teacher isn't freaked out at all. He's just like, oh, it's either a meteor or a plane or something. You know, but he wasn't freaked out at all if it was a meteor. He didn't seem to be like, I'm worried,
no.
You know?
But Angelica knows what's what, because she realizes it's going to hit the airplane, and she swings into action. She's the most powerful of the three friends, really. You know, none of the others can fly like her. She can. So she changes costumes, flies up into the air, saves this plane from hitting this meteor. The meteor crashes to the ground, kind of knocks Firestar on her butt. And then what happens with the meteor when it hits the ground?
Well, for some reason, bees are attracted to it, which is kind of silly.
Well, it lands underneath a beehive.
Well, no, it does not land on a beehive.
Underneath? I said underneath. Close to a beehive.
Close to a beehive.
Yeah.
I think I mistold you that they actually landed on it. He didn't land on it. For some reason, these bees are attracted to the meteor. For some reason. Don't really understand that. Like, why were they so curious, the bees?
I don't know, but the bees start to swarm, and they start to form into a anthropomorphic figure. Anthropomorphic, meaning it's human form. So let's play a clip here of what happens when they see this.
This silly
8 foot bee character made of
and
bees.
And there's this rude guy who's like, "Get off my property," or something. He said something like
that. All right, let's play it. It's not a rude guy. It's a farmer who sees these bees forming on his farm.
But he's very brave. He's like,
he says, "Hey, you get off my private property." I'm like, dude, you're seeing a human bee man, this terrifying thing, and you're worried about your private property? It's kind of silly. Let's see what the clip is. Hold on. So that, you'll hear that a lot, or you hear that a lot during the episode, that swarm, the monster, or villain, I guess, constantly says swarm.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
As we'll find out in a sec, he also converts people into drones, and they say swarm.
The clip was, it's just basically, again, like I said, he's very brave, and
Yeah. And so he also shoots a ray beam out of his blue eyes, this bee character, and fights people off. It also converts them into drones. He can summon more bees that way. So Firestar fights him for a little bit.
Yeah, and then she kind of... No, she doesn't really fight.
She doesn't do much with them. We cut back to Peter Parker.
Then, wants to get Peter.
Yeah, and Peter has to run home to get his Spider-Man costume.
And then, of course, Flash is being a jerk. Being a total jerk.
Yeah, Peter's trying to kind of go help out, and Flash is giving him some crap. But I like this scene because Peter actually... secretly trips Flash using his spider web.
But he does use... A little bit of cheating because that's not really Peter. That's more Spider-Man. I don't know.
No, they're one and the same. I don't know if you know this, but they're the same person.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just... I don't know. It's just... If he would have used none of his powers, it would have been a little bit more... Just like, I don't know. I just feel like just because of spider powers,
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of wish he used his actual strength, his arms, instead of just like, I'm just going to use my spider powers.
Well, he can't do that. He can't reveal himself to be strong. He wants to protect his identity.
So he's not normally strong?
No.
So Spider-Man has strength powers, you say?
Yes. Yes. And he doesn't want to
reveal. Shooting a spider web isn't revealing.
Well, his back was turned.
I know, but you can't take those risks in public.
He takes a lot of risks in this one. He didn't have his uniform on, so he climbs up this wall to go home. Anyway, moving on, he recruits Iceman. They head on out to the site of the meteor.
And they take forever.
To get there?
I mean, by the time they get there, they're literally in the city streets and he's there in the city. So they don't even get there. So that's just how lazy they were. They didn't even get all the way to the crash meteor.
Well, eventually
site.
They get there, though.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, and there's also a bunch of kids who turn out, teenagers who turn out and gawk at the hole the meteor has left.
And again, he's just like, let's just go drive up to the meteor. Right. Not worried at all.
And they, of course, see a giant, like, house-sized beehive that the swarm has created. And so it's now time to take on the swarm. And let's hear how swarm turns regular people into bees. So let's play a clip. Ray beams coming out of his eyes. Those are the kids turning. Flash Thompson grows antenna and giant eyes, just like the other kids. That's kind of creepy, isn't it? Seeing that,
yeah,
I kind of like that. They kind of look like they start turning into slight bee figures.
And they have blue eyes, like really big blue eyes, and horns.
Right. And even Aunt May gets in on the action. For some reason, she goes outside.
Well, she sees a giant bee, and then, I don't know, it was kind of hard to tell. She kind of, I need to go to the something. I didn't really understand that. I need to go to the...
Yeah, I missed that line, too. I'm not sure. So, all right. And so the swarm, let me take a brief pause to explain what Swarm's story is. So he, in the comic books... wasn't just some random meteorite thing. He was a Nazi, who he was fascinated by bees, and he did some experiments and turned into this.
Wait, who was
Swarm? The villain in the
comic. Hillary was actually a person.
In the comic books.
I know, but he was a person? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was a human named Fritz von Meyer.
Oh, and he created this meteor.
Yeah, well, he created his ability to turn his body into a swarm.
Oh, so a person was Swarm.
Yeah, well, Swarm is kind of, takes the person of takes the
well,
form.
Well, yeah,
of
but in this, it's not like a person. It's not like he takes over
no,
a person.
No, it's not a human, but he turns into like a humanoid character.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't happen here. In this, it's just, see, here he is. We're showing a picture. In the comic books, he wore a purple cape, and his body's made of bees. But in this one, it's just he has giant blue eyes, and he's made of bees. So he's terrorizing the city. He's recruiting drones, right?
Oh, no, it's like, why does he care? I don't know. It's just like, he should...
What's his mission? You know how bees are, like, hard workers, and they all work with the same mind?
It's just, why do they care about the city, New York? I just don't get it.
I'm not sure what his end goal is, but let's hear him...
Because the whole game, they get back. So they get back, and they finally meet up together. And they're, like, wondering, what is this guy? What does he want? And, like, before...
So they go up and ask him,
before
like, what
I
do you
forget,
want?
Yeah. Iceman, when Spider-Man recruits him, is literally sleeping.
Yeah, he's just resting on the bed. They, you know how in Spider-Man and his amazing friends, they convert their apartment into a laboratory. And the couch flips upside down into a, like, a control panel. And of course Iceman is sleeping on his couch, and Spider-Man flips him upside down, almost kills him, really. but thanks for interrupting that flow. That was mentioned 10 minutes ago, but we can
anyway, they meet up and they're wondering what is the power of Swarm? What
basically
does he
saying,
want?
Let's talk to him, and here's what Swarm has to say.
Individuals with our own
So he's kind of sound like a head of a corporation. All must think alike and work for the hive.
And then they have this sequence of fighting. And then, unfortunately, Firestar and Iceman are unfortunately turned into bees, too.
Yeah.
They're turned into bees. And Spider-Man, because of his... You know, because of his power.
He's immune to radioactivity, I guess, which I didn't really know. But yeah.
Because it's kind of like once he got the radioactive spider bite, he's like, that was like the only, you know, it's kind of like if you, something happens once to you, it's not going to happen. Like it's like it,
yeah,
some
it's
medicine,
immunity.
If you hit it, if you get it once, the second time you won't be, it won't work. Basically,
right.
So some vaccinations, if you got one and then the second one, it wouldn't do anything.
So
that's kind of how it works for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So he does this pretty daredevil move. He jumps into a car and drives around like nuts. Very daredevilish, wasn't he? Because he, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
A car. I mean, he was.
Oh yeah, that was a good scene. So to explain that, what happens?
Well, he was thinking that he needed to go to a lab, a radioactivity lab, where radioactivity couldn't come in. So if they would go into this room, they would...
lose their...
bee thing.
They would no longer be bees, yeah. So again, Iceman and Firestar have antenna. They've got bug eyes. They've suddenly turned into bees. He lures them back into the lead-lined room. In doing so, he crashes through the roof of a car and drives. It's kind of weird to see Spider-Man driving.
Oh, plus he has a mask on. Can he see very well?
Yeah, he can see. Mm. That's how he catches criminals. But it is weird to see him in full uniform with a seatbelt on driving a car. But anyway,
he would die. I mean, he should have died. But I guess a Spider-Man with his powers, it's he survives, you know?
Yeah. So it works. They lose their antenna and they convert back into regular superheroes. And this time they have a plan, though.
Yeah.
They're going to dress up and pretend that they are still drones. And by the way, Swarm recruits these giant drone bees, which are a little bit different. And they go on attacking the city. Again, it's not really clear what the mission is for the drones, but they're
wreaking havoc.
I would
say he's not really much of a villain, so I don't know. He just seems more like just like a random...
Well, he's just kind of hard worker, yeah, but, you know, he is a villain. So what happens? They go into the hive, and they're supposed to... Into the hive, and they're supposed to grab something? What is it? They got to steal... they got to steal the meteor. It's actually the meteor. That's the thing that's been turning people
into... Yeah, they've
into,
been using this orb. Like, that's how I made the hive become huge.
Right. So they sneak into the beehive, steal the meteor.
Firestar's outside.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, distracting, I think. Because what they figure out is... When they get it, they need to send it off to space. So there's this rocket nearby, and they're like, we need to send it off, but we need a distraction. So Firestar distracted them. Distracted the bees.
Yep. And they launch it into space, and I forget what happens to
Swarm. He just kind of disappeared. And the funniest thing was the bees disappear, but then you could literally see a faint outline of a person, but he was gone. So it was just kind of funny. You could see this faint outline of a giant person. Literally, like an outline of a person was in the air for a couple of seconds. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, there was a giant bee person here. Like, I just thought that was kind of funny.
Right, yeah. So, they celebrate with a dinner and, with Aunt May. At
and
the
this
end.
Is interesting. Aunt May was like, I'm in the mood for honey.
Oh,
yeah, so maybe being a bee affected her.
That was a good gag, yeah, because bees love honey. And that's it. So what did you think of this episode?
I just thought it was weird. I'd give it a 4 out of 5. The reason that came 5 out of 5, there wasn't really much of a reason for doing all of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just it didn't have the villain didn't have much of a, what's it called?
Motive?
Like, motive, yeah. What was his motivation? Just
right.
to be a hard worker? I don't know. Just
yeah, I hear you. In fact, that seems to happen in this series, right?
Well, Green Goblin had a motivation.
What was his motivation?
His motivation was to make everybody green, and he wanted to be everybody like him.
Well, that's my point. They don't really have a purpose. They just kind of want to destroy things. They want to destroy the city or...
And the second... What was the second? Mr. Frump. He really had... Now, he had a motive. I think he had the best motive.
Did he, though? I mean, he...
Well,
he
just
wanted,
had a motive was that he
wanted to have a good time.
Yeah, so that's kind
it's
of...
kind of funny. But, yeah, it's... I give it a 4-2. I kind of like... I thought it was creepy how Swarm turned all of his friends, literally his high school friends, into... And even Aunt May looked kind of creepy as a part human, part bee. That part was kind of cool. I kind of like Swarm. I got a little sick of him saying Swarm.
Oh, I think we forgot to add a clip of the characters becoming... Do we have that clip?
Did we do that one? I can't remember. Here, let's. Yeah, no, I think we did.
No, we didn't.
All right, let's play it. Here we go.
No, that's not the clip.
No, yeah, we played this.
No,
the
other one. This one.
I thought we played this, no?
Wait. No, yeah. Maybe that's not it.
Yeah, remember we deleted some old recording. We had some technical difficulties. But anyway, good episode, not great.
All right, question of the day.
Yes.
What's your question of the day? Can you think of anything?
Question of the day, yes. What villain is going to be in the next Spider-Man? Do we know?
Oh, episode?
The movie. I'm gonna look
like
up.
Like what would
see
be
what
the best? Like what would be the best? No, don't look it up.
No, I'm talking about. Oh, I'm just gonna look up and see who's in the next. No, Spider-Man has amazing friends. But go ahead, answer the question.
I'd probably say the most interesting would be Dr. Octopus. I mean, I think that's already been kind of announced, Dr. Octopus. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Alfred Molina. So that'll be interesting. We'll see. He's old, too, Alfred Molina, so...
Yeah, they got to be somebody else other than him, right?
Well, no, they're doing him. I mean, he's already been announced.
No, I mean, somebody in addition to him. Because he can't be the only villain.
No, yeah. That's one villain I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, so the next episode is 7 Little Superheroes.
That's right.
Something to do with the chameleon.
Yeah. How did you know that?
7 superheroes go to this island. So that's what
to
expect.
Ooh, this sounds good. Yeah.
Well, we've...
And you know who else is in it? Guess who else is in it?
Kraven.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Thor.
Shanna. No, Thor's not in it. Oh, maybe he is. Maybe he is. It just says the Shanna, the Jungle Queen. I don't know who that is. And Submariner? Is that the Marvel answer to Aquaman? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I'm looking forward to that one. I don't think I've seen that one. So.
Yeah, we have seen that one a lot. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm wrong. I don't remember it.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing it again here on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. This is Mike O saying goodbye.
This is Nick O saying goodbye. Bye.
Bye.